Educators are people to whom things happen. We do not control the terms and conditions of our own practice. We don't even control the margins of the terms and conditions of our own practice. The terms and conditions of our practice are controlled by people who have no specialized knowledge in the field, who have no understanding of the empirical realities of practice in schools and classrooms, and for whom the main interest is in creating electoral credit, not in producing outcomes in schooling. Because under the current political environment, elected officials in Washington, D.C., including what is now the majority leadership of the Senate and the House, get rewards no matter whether schools succeed or fail. If schools succeed under the terms and conditions of No Child Left Behind, elected officials will take credit for it. If schools fail under the terms and conditions of No Child Left Behind, policymakers get to blame the institutions and the practitioners in them, which produces at least as much and probably more political credit than success. How did we get ourselves into this situation? We got ourselves into this situation because our knowledge has no social and political authority. Take something as mundane and straightforward as pollution control standards. How do we set pollution control standards? We choose a number. That number is based on a lot of data and a lot of research on the operating characteristics of the internal combustion engine. Somebody offers a standard which represents a number. That's the first round of a long debate among people who have political interests and expert knowledge. The people who are affected by that standard mobilize their own knowledge, and the people who are responsible for standard setting set their own knowledge. Fast forward to annual yearly progress. We are now operating all but a handful of schools in this country under a regulatory standard for which there is no empirical basis. None. Zero. There is no evidence to support the existing standard of performance. Period. How does this happen? It happens because the practice that produces the performance has no social or political authority. So the people who use the practice, who produce the work, who make schools run, have no standing in the process. And if you read accounts of the authorization of No Child Left Behind, and if you read how the system of consultation and political alignment has changed in Washington in the last 10 or 12 years, beginning incidentally in the Clinton administration, you'll see that there has been a pretty steady exclusion of any kind of professional knowledge or consultation from policymaking. These things don't happen to professionals. Okay, how am I using the term profession? I'm using the term profession in a very formal sociological sense. Professions are social organizations that control entry through the use of knowledge and the implementation of practice. Professions are people who are organizations that exclude people from practice based on knowledge and competence. Professions are social organizations